this video is going to be 202 today, but here's a very interesting rabbit hole, and it all has to do with Kash Patel and his emails getting hacked. Now, back when Handala Hackers, or 88, and we've been seeing a lot of that number, had supposedly hacked Lockheed Martin, Kash, my girlfriend's definitely not a honeypot, Patel, and the FBI had gotten involved. He said, "We are bringing this group down with the force of the United States." Well, not too long after, he also ended up getting hacked. A lot of personal photos and videos of him were released, nothing too bad that would incriminate him, but something along with this was also released that may or may not see him getting fired. And it all has to do with this very mysterious factory explosion that happened in Tennessee. Now, I don't know why Kash Patel, the head of the FBI, would have this in his email. I guess this is more rabbit holes for us to go down into that lead to nowhere, but it is what it is. Because this wasn't something that was really hidden from the public. You can actually look this up on usspending.gov. But I guess it's the fact of him bringing attention to it. It's a Department of Defense contract for almost $500,000, and the recipient is Accurate Energetic Systems, LLC. The start date of this contract is May 1st, 2025. The end date is August 25th, 2025. Now, the product behind the contract is a miniaturized XS demolition charge and demolition charges anti-personnel XS to support SPM. What that means is that these are very tiny explosive charges that can be placed into something like, for example, a beeper or a microphone, a lapel mic, and so forth. They're tiny, but they can still do a lot of damage. They're still an explosive, but they can also send shrapnel flying. So this brings up the whole Charlie Kirk situation. Now, I personally don't like talking about the whole Charlie Kirk situation. I know you're probably saying, well, here you are talking about it. Sometimes, unfortunately, things cannot be avoided because people are connecting the dots between what was found in Kash Patel's email, this contract, and the whole Charlie Kirk exploding microphone theory. He could be alive for all I know, and again, the whole thing was surrounded by the number 33. They found the person that ended him in 33 hours, the governor praying for 33 hours. 33 people had lost their jobs when making memes about Charlie Kirk. Someone drove 33 hours to paint a mural of Charlie Kirk, and remember, he had three hats in front of him. There were 4 and 7. 4 plus 7 is 11. 11 times 3 is 33. So that was just one big scripted event to try to get people to fight among one another, and as soon as that happened, what was the key word that was trending but civil war? So again, people are connecting those dots, but what I find to be a very interesting connection is this Accurate Energetic Systems LLC. Because where these tiny explosives were being made was at the Accurate Energetic Systems Explosive Manufacturing Facility in McEwen, Tennessee. On October 27th, 2025, this same facility had a massive explosion to the point that it doesn't even look like there was a building there in the first place. The incident resulted in 16 people passing away, several serious injuries. I don't know how anybody survived this, but they're saying they did. And the building was just white. It is estimated that between 24,000 and 28,000 pounds of explosives detonated during the incident. There are people that are saying that due to the timing that a theory came out that went viral that Charlie Kirk's microphone had exploded, this is why they went ahead and destroyed the factory. I mean, personally me, I don't see them destroying this entire facility over one individual when they can just go ahead and deny it and nobody's going to do anything anyway. But the Department of Defense generally pays out 30 days or a little after 30 days after receiving their products. So it is possible they didn't want to pay and this explosion was basically a threat not to go after them, kind of mafia style, which there is proof they never paid. If you look this contract up under usspending.gov and you go to the outlaid amount, it shows zero, so they never paid. They are obligated to pay $440,494, and again, the recipient is Accurate Energetic Systems, but there's no receipts of payment. There's multiple upsides for them to taking out this building, and also, who knows what else they may have been working on inside of there that they did not want people that were working on whatever getting out. Plus, it wipes out all traces back to them and any workers having knowledge of this when it comes to any future events, future bigger events that may involve these explosives. Like, for example, something along the lines of that beeper explosion that happened in Lebanon. Now, that would definitely be a reason to destroy any factories or traces back to them. So maybe they do have something in store that's very similar to what happened back in Lebanon back in 2024. But moving on really quick, I do want to go ahead and talk about this video from Shane Vibes because this pretty much goes into what we're seeing today.
Okay, could you imagine for a second if the government told you you can't drive on certain days of the week and they used license plate reading cameras to detect who's on the roads, who should and shouldn't be, and use that to enforce this policy? Now, they're calling it temporary, but this is exactly what's happening in South Korea right now. Somehow, not North Korea, but South Korea. Now, I don't know about you, but this is giving me the complete memories of what we experienced not too long ago, 2020s, where it was a big idea to stay home and save lives, but now it's stay home and save fuel. And the fact that they're using license plate reading cameras, it makes you wonder if those were to stop bad guys and catch people's license plates who don't have insurance or whatever they're using those for, but also happen to function as the perfect system to make sure they know who's driving. And if they impose these restrictions, these travel restrictions based on your license plate, they would quickly be able to AI-ly detect who is and who isn't supposed to be on the roads. So I should say, if ever something happens where a lot of the goals and plans of the parasites at the top become achieved because of a crisis, you should question that crisis.
Gas is increasing exponentially, and we have an energy situation on our hands. And it really makes you wonder if that was really the purpose of all these flock cameras everywhere. Now, we do know it's for control at the end of the day, but they knew something like this was coming, a new lockdown involving energy. And all these flock cameras are, at the end of the day, to monitor anybody driving outside the allotted times they allow people to drive, especially here in the United States. Because when we start seeing this happening in other countries, eventually it makes its way over here to the States and other countries as well.
With the Driver Privacy Act now signed into law, creating new guidelines for license plate reader cameras in Washington, the city of Stanwood is choosing to reactivate their network of 14 cameras.
You know, we have limited staffing, and the flock cameras have really been a force multiplier for us.
The law prohibits law enforcement from using camera data, such as license plates, vehicle models, and characteristics, for immigration investigations or enforcement.
We'll always use the data the way the law specifies.
It also outlaws agencies from collecting data near places of worship, schools, or facilities offering protected health care or immigration-related services. As a result, Stanwood police say they'll have to adjust two of their posted cameras. However, Mayor Sid Roberts says the most critical part of the new law is that public records requests are no longer available for camera footage.
The legislature, I believe, did us a big favor by working this through.
He says there was a massive request that hit their office in May of 2025, which led them to shutting their program down and taking the issue to court.
It just was an expansive request for tons of data that we couldn't even provide.
Police Chief Glenn DeWitt says they've never worked with immigration enforcement in the past, and now they plan to simply follow the law while protecting their community.
Things like vehicle theft, stolen cars that travel through the area, people with warrants for their arrests, our DV suspects that we're looking for.
Reporting here in Stanwood in Snohomish County, Tyler Cunnington, Como News.
Flock cameras that were deactivated are now becoming activated again, and they are saying they are only going to go ahead and monitor people lawfully, but what if the law eventually says that you can only drive at certain times due to this whole energy situation? But in any case, thank you so much for watching. If you like this channel and you want to see more, please subscribe. If you're already subscribed, please like, as any engagement does help the channel grow. Once again, thank you so much for your support.